Glory to Jesus Christ. There is one theologian, Dr. Marshall, Taylor Marshall, I think, and he gives or publishes very good videos on YouTube, and I like to listen to him. And there was one video, and he was talking about his experience when he, as a young convert, was at a coffee and donut, like social, after the liturgy. And he was sitting with two older gentlemen. And because he was younger, so he was like listening to them, and they were making plans for next Sunday. And they were about to go to somewhere. They had to travel a little bit, and they wanted to play golf there. And he wanted to enter discussion, so he said, well, and did you find a church over there? Where are you going for the liturgy? It's Sunday. And they said, church? Why? We are going to play golf. And he said, but it is like mortal sin, you know, this commandment to go for the liturgy, and you are not going? And one of these older gentlemen, he told him, you know what? I went to all my life Catholic church schools. I know Catholic teaching. You don't need to teach me. And he stopped. And he continued in some way. He was fitting to his theme. He was talking in this video. But this stayed in my mind. And I think this is something what we can see quite often, that we know about God, but what is missing? We don't know God. We have a lot of knowledge about God, but we don't have this some kind of this experience of touching on God. And this is something what is so present and visible, and it causes that we are so paralyzed many times in our lives, because we have good knowledge, but we have no practice. We have knowledge and we don't follow that. We have no problem to do our own stuff if it fits to us. Well, I know that I put it in very huge generation, but this is happening in life of people. If we are exposed to God, and if we love God, world more than God, then this our knowledge about God becomes like empty knowledge, dead knowledge, which paralyzes us. And this is something what you can see in life, and you can make test. I saw this yesterday. In my country, in Slovakia, it was first round of the election of new president. There were several candidates, but there were two which were on opposite spectrum. One was clearly Christian, who everybody knew him. He was that one who fought against communists, that one who was in very active in underground church, and he was really trying to putting like fundaments for our freedom. And he had firm somehow opinions, what he believes, and he wanted to all time to bring it to politics. Man who is not connected with any scandal. His campaign was very poor because nobody was behind them. No media. Actually, they made fun of him. Nothing. Very poor campaign. But he said, Well, I am what I am. Everybody knows me for over 30 years. They can choose. On the opposite side was this, you know, was like one lady. She was never in politics. And she came from nowhere. But she got all attention of media. Media made a star from her. And she was saying like things openly. I am for abortions. I am for marriage of homosexuals. I am for this gender ideology. And she was like agreed to put it to the schools. She was saying this openly, and when I was listening to that, I said, is she crazy? With that, she has no chance to win. At least 10 years ago, or 11 years ago, when I was leaving Slovakia, for sure, this candidate would not get any vote. But she won the first round. She won. This openly anti-Christian rhetoric, she won. It means that this 99% of Catholics in Slovakia, half of them gave vote to them, to her. And my question is, what happened? What happened with this country during 10 years? What happened with Christians in that country? And then I read on Facebook one comment from a priest, he's my friend, and he wrote, we became too consumed and absorbed by the world and God's spirit left us. Left our souls. And I think that he got it. You know, because if we let ourselves to be consumed, absorbed by the world, then we don't care about Christ. But it's not that we don't want to, we don't say that I'm against God. We don't say that I don't love God. We don't say that, well, I deny him. What is missing is some kind of this knowledge, true knowledge of God, which pushes person to know him and to act according to this. St. Isaac the Syrian, he says, if human heart is filled with things of this world, this man cannot receive divine knowledge from above. Cannot. It means this divine knowledge, this knowledge which is given to our souls through God. And it is different knowledge than intellectual knowledge. It is knowledge which moves hearts to praise God and to elevate him and to follow him in each direction. This divine knowledge which is from above is this clear understanding what is good and what is wrong. And there is some kind of sharp understanding and almost pain when I, in my weakness, don't follow this knowledge. I'm suffering because I feel that I betrayed God. And I am losing my salvation. But who cares now about that? How many people, it's really... they do things, you know, which are so against God, against gospel, But they, without shame, approach the chalice to receive communion. It's because we forgot what is really our faith, what is the relationship with God. We forgot. And maybe this is the reason why church gives us on the second Sunday of the Great Fast remembrance of Saint Gregory the Palamas. Here you on this icon over there. I don't want to talk about theology, what he taught. But he says that while he was defending this spiritual direction of East about how to come closer to God, how to experience God, he said, this is very famous, he said that, we cannot to have like this knowledge of essence of God, but we can receive his energies, we can feel that. And he made comparison that way, we cannot touch sun, which is on the sky far, we cannot touch that, but we can expose ourselves to this light and warmth the sun God's. A sun gives us. And this is something what we are supposed to do. Not only have above knowledge, but to expose ourselves. And he says, what we are supposed to do, he says several simple things which all teachers of spiritual life are teaching us. If you really want to have knowledge, true, this divine knowledge about heavenly things, you have to detach from the world. You cannot allow that world would absorb you. Then he says you have to really try to know yourself. You have to pray and beg God for help, and you have to pray unceasingly, without stopping, because this is source of God's help. When you do this, then you see what are passions in you, these bad inclinations which are against God's words. Then you know how to keep commandments and to grow in virtues. And then you come to this knowledge of God. You will not know about God. You will know God because God himself will teach you through his grace. And your heart will be elevated. Your heart will be happy. You will not have desire for anything else just to please God. And this is what we are supposed to do. This is why we are fasting now. Why we are invited by church to pray more during Great Fast. This is why we are invited to listen to God, to be open, to cut off many things of fun and worldly things. May we create this space in our heart which God can fill and gives us this divine knowledge. We should make effort to do this. We have to conquer our habits which leads us to love world. This priest who made this comment about this election in Slovakia, he wrote, this is tax we pay for our freedom. Because world was open for us totally, and many were tempted by world and accepted the world. And this is the reason why there is no room for God in hearts. And if there is no room for God in hearts, then we elect even enemies of our faith, enemies of our God. And even we enjoy that. This man from Gospel who paralyzed, he was not able to live a full life. When he came to Christ, he was healed and he could start to live his life in fullness. And this is message of this Sunday. Come to Christ, make this effort. Find out if you are really serving to God and you are trying to follow him, or you are absorbed by world and you have only knowledge of God. They know only about God. Well, greatness of our life depends on this. But our eternal life depends on this too. Because to know about God, it's not enough for salvation. So let's have courage and enter another week of the great fast busy thought. Try to get what is the best. Try to get what is the what God gives us as his treasure, as his gift, wonderful gift. Don't be satisfied with something what is less. Give up small things to gain big things. Amen.